You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Rejoice in Logan's success. It means grittier comic book movies are coming. By Angela Watercutter. Fans who ran out to catch Logan on its opening weekend were treated to a very cool Deadpool-shaped surprise. Flipping the script on Marvel's post-credit scene tradition, the new Wolverine flick began with a lead-in short of Wade Wilson trying and failing to fight some crime. The 3.5-minute teaser was a nice gift. It was also a reminder, R-rated comic book movies are here for good. While Deadpool's $132 million opening weekend was a surprise, Logan's $85 million opening weekend proves it wasn't a fluke, especially when you consider that Deadpool enjoyed the benefit of a President's Day-long weekend. For 20th Century Fox, which released both films, that's two hard R off-season comic book movies that are blockbuster successes. One more, and it's officially a trend. And if the pre-Logan teaser is any indication, the third one is on its way. Deadpool 2, directed by John Wick's David Leitch, hasn't begun filming yet. As the short film noted, it's coming not soon enough, but promises to open even bigger than its predecessors. And it should. The idea of superhero movies for grown-ups has been around for a while. Remember Punisher Warzone, but never took off. As always, the concern is at least partially commercial. Studios were afraid of losing big money by not being family-friendly. That's not the case anymore. If Deadpool demonstrated there's money to be made here, Logan has proven that you can do it with a mainstream character. But the trend shouldn't stop at the Deadpool sequel, or sequels, if the Merc with a Mouth goes full franchise. There's also potential here for Logan's Laura X-23 to pick up the Wolverine mantle. Actress Daphne Keene and Logan director James Mangold are already on board. And outside the X-Men universe, Marvel is stocked with characters who go full grown-up. They're surely happy on Netflix, but if any of the Defenders, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Daredevil, and Iron Fist, got a movie, we now know they could surely succeed with a big fat R on the poster. Doug Liman is reportedly working on a live-action Justice League Dark. Could that be hard R? Considering that the animated version is, it only seems right. And the list goes on. Moon Knight? An uncaged Ghost Rider? An MCU-compatible Blade? This isn't a call for darker, more violent superhero movies. It's a call for more mature ones. As we learned with Suicide Squad, all that's gritty is not gold. Not every hero needs a dysfunctional past or present to be compelling. But if there's a story that could benefit from some swearing, sex, or savagery, or all three, studios no longer have a plausible excuse to avoid that. Logan had a great weekend at the box office. Given the reviews and the strong cinema score it got from fans, it'll likely have an awesome week, too. It'll all be for naught, though, unless studios listen to more than the cast register and take notes as to why audiences liked it. If Hollywood takes the right cues from Wolverine, he'll be more than a moneymaker, he'll be a pioneer.